You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 10 Till Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner and I am your host. This week's episode is all about women in theater. I have been dying to chat a little bit about women in theater and talk to some amazing women who represent the arts in a beautiful light with positivity and grace. And I've had the amazing opportunity to sit down and speak with Elise Melendez and Jennifer Apple. Once again, if you remember Jennifer Apple from our Life on the Road episode, where she chatted all about her experience being on tour with the band's Visit. And she was amazing, and I'm so grateful that she decided to come back on with her wonderful friend, Elise Melendez, because she is just as brilliant. And they chatted a little bit about their next endeavor and their next project, which is entitled The Empowered Artist Collective, which is a program that is dedicated to helping women in theater be successful and get the tools necessary in order to get on the right path financially, career-wise, health-wise. It's awesome. It's honestly very beautiful. And I have personally never seen anything like it recently. So I'm really excited that they've decided to embark on this new journey with this program. And I highly recommend it. Feel free to check out the website. It is a beautiful website and you'll hear all about how beautiful it is later in the episode. It is empoweredartistcollective.com. That's empoweredartistcollective.com. Without further ado, let's jump into the episode, Women in Theater. Thank you so much for joining me. I am seated with none other than Elise Melendez and Jennifer Apple. So thank you ladies for joining me. I pronounced your name correctly, right, Elise?
Yes, you did.
Okay. You did great. Beautiful. I wanted to try to just go for it. I didn't want to hold back. Perfect. So ladies, feel free to just, let's start with, Jennifer's been on the show before. If you listened to my Life on the Road podcast with her a little bit back, she was a wonderful guest and was gracious enough to come join me with another wonderful lady. I'm so excited. So if you don't mind, Jennifer, I want to go ahead and just jump to Elise. Elise, yeah. Do you want to do like a introduction? Who are you? What are you all about? Yeah, just go for it.
Who am I? What a question. Who am I? I'm not quite sure. No. I'm Elise Melendez. Other than being a dear friend of Jennifer, who I have co-founded this new program with, which we'll get to later, I am actually the co-founder and executive director of Motivated Movers. We are a dance program primarily geared towards helping professional artists get more confident with movement. So we live in the beginner, advanced beginner dance realm. We've turned into this beautiful virtual studio during pandemic that's now international and expanded to those that are no longer, not necessarily professional artists, but are looking to get more confident with dance. So that's what my wonderful day-to-day is. I did start out at, my goodness, that's like how far back do you go? Oklahoma City University. I got my degree there in dance pedagogy. I moved to New York. I did the whole professional artist track for a while. That was when Motivated Movers started. I dabbled in casting as well as performing. And then I decided to transition and get my master's in arts management and move into the business side of theater. So now I do Motivated Movers. I'm also a managing director for Denman Theater and Dance Company, which is a beautiful new company with Jeffrey Denman. We're working on a couple new works in development, and I'm in nonprofit marketing. I don't know, Jennifer, am I missing anything? These are all.
Elise does everything. So like, if you're wanting to know like what she doesn't do, that's probably a better question.
Like, what is goodness, come up for air. Oh my gosh. You are a busy lady.
I never know. I'm married to Kevin Melendez. I have a fur baby. I feel like that's all one really needs to know. There you go.
Yes, perfect. Oh my goodness. And rest. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's amazing. You are a busy, busy, busy lady. And Empowered Artist Collective is your most recent endeavor with Miss Jennifer Apple. So feel free. Let's just go ahead and just pass on the torch in case somebody listened to Life on the Road, which I encourage you to, because that was a wonderful conversation. Jennifer, who are you? What are you all about? Just
brief synopsis. I mean, I'm currently petting my fur baby, who, if you hear in the background whining, he just wants out of the room. This is Walter.
Walter,
you might find him.
I messed up.
No, you're good. You're so good. You were close. You got a W. No one needs, you know. I love dogs. I'm an actor, singer, acting coach. I was on the Band's Visit tour up through COVID, and then here we are. And now my acting coaching has really been, I'm very lucky, but thriving through this. You know, the world has gotten smaller, which has been an odd blessing through this whole situation. But I'm from New York, and have my master's in acting from out in San Francisco at the American Conservatory Theater. And I love hiking and the outdoors, and it's fall and it's making me happy. I guess that's where I'm at today. And tea, maybe tea and mint seltzer.
If we're lucky, right? No, honestly, oh my goodness, the weather has been incredible. I think autumn is my all time favorite. It has been. Hands down, easy. And Halloween, that's so exciting.
I know. I mean, I feel like this whole year has just been one big Halloween spook fest. So like, I'm kind of like, why is this a holiday? But here we are.
I cannot agree with you more, honestly. I know. I can't wait for the movies, honestly, starring Jennifer Apple. Like, I'm thinking a film, maybe, based about COVID-19.
Listen.
But honestly, you guys have been, you guys have obviously have a long track record, and you guys are incredible and pretty well-rounded when it comes to theater and the evolution and where we've come from since we've started. And obviously we all start at kind of different stages in our lives. Some people start a little bit later. Some start, even like there's a podcast, Little Me podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network, where they talk to child stars on Broadway and everything. And miscellaneous, like where did you guys get your journeys started? Essentially, like where in your lives and everything, because you guys are busy, busy, busy ladies. So how did we get from all the way over here to this end? Whoever wants to jump on that.
Elise, you go.
Okay, I'll go. All right. So my mother was a ballet dancer and physicist. She was a science teacher. So science and dance, that's been present since birth. I also have on my dad's side of the family, like many family members that have been in theater. We're a family that celebrates the arts. We always have. So I grew up with the arts around me. I grew up dancing. Dance was my first love. And then actually for me, it was when I turned 12 years old, I got scoliosis, which is a curvature of the spine and can present some challenges for dancers. And at that time, I think I probably wanted to be a ballet dancer. My body had other plans. And so it was my mom, actually. She said, why don't we start having you take voice lessons and have you adapt your love for dance into the world of music theater? So I did. Fell in love with music theater. Not my first musical. I did stuff when I was a kid, but the first profound one was West Side Story, playing Velma, and then thought I was going to become a doctor all through high school. And then I decided to also apply to some music theater programs. And I guess the rest is history. Now I just took a lot of different directions. Did not go into medicine, but I'm very blessed that the arts are part of the DNA of my family. And so it was always there.
And it was beautiful. Yeah. No, that's very special. I love that. And especially because of it's such an odd mix, because, you know, like not odd in a bad way. I think that that was very, very special that you have both sides and everything. The very type A, very smart, like scientific, and then the type B, outgoing, extroverted people on stage who are jumping around for money. You know, but like, I just think that that's really lovely.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I found a way to use all sides of my brain. I've That's what I love about my journey is it's gotten to a place where I get to use the creative part and I get to use the analytical, pragmatic part as well.
Nice. And what about you, Jennifer?
I guess you can, it's most, I feel like we talked about this kind of in the other, in our episode, but well, I don't have the, what would you say, Elise?
I want to know, so tell me.
Great, because you have not, you've never heard my life story. Yeah, I did not have the artsy family at all. I did find out, and this is, I guess, a little sad, and one day I'll write a movie about it, but like, I found out at my mother's, my grandmother's funeral that she had apparently gotten a degree in drama in New York at AMDA. And I had no idea her entire life that she had until she was literally in the ground and we had just buried her. So up until that point, which was, I guess, like 3-4 years ago, I was the only person in my family who I guess had been pursuing the arts. Totally wild, very strange. But yeah, no, my family is not in it whatsoever. However, they're incredibly supportive. So you know, I was singing when I was really young. They fostered that through various voice lessons and then community theater and then high school, then theater camp and then undergrad, then my master's, you know, so they've just been really, really supportive of my journey, which I guess in many respects is quite linear. And it hasn't, you know, happened overnight for me. So it still isn't happening overnight for me. Let's be clear. I'm sitting here, you know, like petting a dog in the middle of a pandemic. So, but I think in terms of the like standard quote unquote logic of it, there hasn't been like, oh, she was a child star or like, oh, she was found in on a street corner and became famous. Like there's none of that.
I'm trying to think of someone who is that.
I feel like it exists. She was on the subway and she was chewing her gum, reading her book, and they just knew.
You're gonna be a star. I believe exactly. In you. Take my exactly. card. I believe. Exactly. Honestly, I would kill to see something like that happen. Like, what kind of casting?
Yeah.
No,
right.
Honestly, that's so funny. But no, I think that honestly, the journeys and everything. I just love how unique and on both ends you guys are and everything. But the fact that you still come together at the end of the day, and that's the same for women. Honestly, I think that theater, no matter how far away you are or anything, we're all like a little family. So it's like artists supporting artists. It's what it's all about and everything. So is that is that what inspired you guys to really get Empowered Artist Collective going? And honestly, I want to know all about where did this concept even come from? Because I think that it's brilliant.
Thank you. I mean, I guess I could take the where it came from and then we could probably talk it to Elise.
What's the origin story, Jennifer?
Yeah, origin story is pandemic life as she cuddles her dog. Pandemic life. Thank you. I need it. And I've been coaching and teaching a ton, which again, I'm super grateful for. But while doing it, you know, I've been exposed to a lot of artists and the common denominator through all of them was like their training was pretty great and they were getting that, but like so many of them didn't really have these life skills or business skills that that are required, frankly, and necessary to be an artist and have a thriving career or a long-term career. Mm-hmm. And especially during a pandemic when all these things are really coming to light, you know, like, well, how do I keep my finances in order? Like, especially now, like mental health, how am I able to stay sane during this time? Like all these things that are about being a person in addition to being an artist. And I had this light bulb moment. I was like, wait, why are we not learning any of this in all of these forms of education? This is wild. And this happened to me as well. Like, this is something I wish I had. And it's taken me, I will not say how many years, but I still don't have it all figured out. But like, it's taken me all these years to even cultivate these things on my own. And I had this moment of being like, something should be done about it. And Elise was the first and only person I thought of. And I reached out and was like, hey, here's my idea. I really think that we should create a community, ideally for women who are seeking an artistically sustainable career in the arts. You know, especially now needing, like being so far away from each other, really finding spaces where we can come together to support one another, whether it be virtual or not, but really holding those spaces is crucial while simultaneously getting the skills for like life and humanness under our belts while we also cultivate our artistry and our craft. That's kind of where it came about. And then I guess, Elise, you can take off more if you'd like to, but that's the origin.
Take it away. Well, no, it was that. It was a heart conversation about what we wish we had when we started, what lessons we learned the hard way, the raw way, that we want to equip the next generation of artists with so they don't have to do it in such a way that we did. And I think that's been the beautiful part about starting Empowered Artists Collective with Jennifer, which literally was like, let's do this little program. And then like within a week's time, we had this like massive thing, like whole new endeavors, like got way bigger than I imagined it would. But every person that we talk to that's been in the arts industry for a while has been like, where was this? I needed this program. And that to me resonates louder than anything any of us could ever say about why this program is so important. And right now it's the program that so many of us wish we had when we started, beyond just technical training. And so we want to equip others with that. And I can't think of a better person than Jennifer. I cannot.
Oh, shucks, you guys. No, on it. I think that it's so refreshing to see the support and everything, honestly. And I was doing some stalking. Of course, I was on your website. Right. Of course, I was on your pages, your Instagrams, everything. Right. Seeing the website is beautifully done. Honestly, it looks like you paid $1 million for it to be completed. Honestly,
I mean, if Elise wanted to add yet another thing onto her skills,
I'd like to say that I helped. Absolutely a part of the vision.
I was helpful in terms of like, I'm not very good. I'm very visual. Mm-hmm. So the implementation is not my thing, but Elise was, I mean, just again, we complement each other super well with just the way that we work.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we created this website from scratch, and it's pretty in like a week.
It was Labor Day week. It was good.
It's wild. And it's prettier than my personal website. Like, and now I'm kind of like, do I?
It's better than one of the movers website. And I'm like, wait, now I have to go redesign this.
Same. Yeah, no, I think we're really proud of the website. So thank you so much for bringing that up. The website's awesome.
It needed its own moment. I'm a sucker for crisp and clean and colorful. Those are my niches. I just love it. Especially when I'm like going somewhere and I'm especially looking for information, and your website is very informative, straight to the point. It doesn't like really, it's beautiful. Well done in a week. That's impressive. Jeez Louise.
It is. It's impressive. But I think the coolest thing, and I do want to share this because it's the collaboration that Jennifer and I have. So like those colors are not what either of us would pick, for example, right? Like Jennifer has her palette. I have my palette. Mm-hmm. And it's not going with one or the other. We do this like volleying back and forth of challenging one another that has so much space for respect for the other person's opinion, that we end up in this other land that I don't think either of us could have ever gotten to without the other person. And that's what this whole program has been. I mean, from the branding to the design to who we're bringing in, let us be clear that it is not just about Jennifer and I. We are surrounding ourselves with trailblazers for a reason, because we need the full spectrum of experiences. But that's been my favorite part so far, is in the collaboration. It's like a true case study of what collaboration does for creativity, and even friction. Like, we got to get this site up in a week if we're going to get this.
We're like running. I mean, as Elise said a little bit while ago, like it became such a bigger, I mean, not that we didn't want it to be a bigger thing. That is the goal, for it to, you know, hopefully be this massive collective community that just many, many more artists are a part of. And then it just becomes this really supportive environment over the course of time. But I don't think we really understood, like both of us are so proactive that like all of a sudden there's this gorgeous website, and then all of a sudden it's like, cool, we have these ideas, and now like let's triple fold those ideas, and now we need to keep up our marketing, and now we have to have a payment system, and now it, like all these things happened so quickly and frankly seamlessly. Elise and I have never worked together. Like that's the other thing too. We've never worked together.
I don't believe you. You know, these are actresses. I don't know. I'm just kidding. It seems like you guys have been like doing this for years.
I think that's the thing that's so interesting, is like, our relation, we also like weren't great friends before either. There was always this understanding of like respect for the work that each of us do. Like I've always respected Elise from the second I met her, of like all the ways in which she shows up and how she shows up and who she shows up for and just like her ethics. And I imagine it's reciprocal. I'm just going to assume my Elise is like smiling at me. Yeah. But like, so, and it's so strange then that that's like Elise was the only person that came to mind with that. And again, I think it has to do with the understanding of like, I knew in my gut energetically that there is something really unique and special and, like the opportunity for vibrancy and just things coming that I wouldn't have ever expected from a potential dynamic between us. And so it's quite awesome to see how thus far it's thrived quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think for me, why it has been so easy to take off, there is like a energy between the two of us that we have always really valued and respected, but this whole thing is of service. We are being of service. We are serving a need that we have known has been there, that in our own ways we've tried to serve, you know, like on the dance floor. Like I don't just teach dance. We care about the whole artist. We try to take care of the whole being, understanding that that's what fosters a growth mindset. This has been a part of me for a long time. This has been a part of Jennifer and the way she approaches her teaching for a long time. And so we came together, we identified a very clear need, and that's why we took off and went crazy, because we just are two people that genuinely want to be of service. Like we want to be of service to the next generation of artists.
Yeah. And the trailblazers that we're bringing in too, I think that's also been really cool. Like a lot of the, you know, a lot of the artists I don't necessarily know personally, and vice versa with Elise, but it's like, we've admired their work from afar and have been fans of the way in which they are of service in the fields that they are doing their work. Exactly. And so a lot of it is really just about like admiration for the various ways in which artists show up and how they pursue their craft and their expertise in their fields. And, you know, it's one thing to just be really good at what you do, and it's another thing to really care about what you do and who you're doing it for. And I think we're finding individuals who I, again, like have not necessarily worked with, who I just like, whether or not we continue collaborating in the future, I know I'm going to learn so much just from the way in which they share what they do. And what a gift to be able to bring all these incredible women together to empower these next generations of artists with all these ways of thinking and doing this craft, and expanding one's mind and really seeing that it all can be done under an umbrella where everyone is supporting each other as opposed to like one-upping or trying to get better than. It's not that. You know, we need each other to become better. And that's the way in which hopefully our program is going to function.
There's space for us all. There's space for everyone. And it'll be better if we lift each other up.
Yes. I feel like I just got taken to church. That was honestly as so well spoken. Because like you hit every box in my brain, because I wanted to point out the brilliance of putting it only women, because the importance of women supporting women, and it is a mixing pot of individuals that you have on your page. Nobody looks exactly like the other. And I think that it was so impactful for you guys, the way that you chose your individuals to be involved in everything. It's so important for especially young people these days to see the diversity. It's so special. And is there anything in particular? I mean, like, I don't, it's going to come out very soon. The 12th, you said October 12th is when you guys get started off.
16th. The 12th is the day. Well, if you're asking, the 12th is the first day of registration. So if you're planning on registering, get your, you know, sign up by the 12th.
Yes.
Scholarships, which we can talk about after this, but scholarships are due the 11th, but no, the program itself starts the 16th. Either way, they're all in October, and it's like literally in tomorrow.
It's like, happening so soon. Oh my goodness, I may have to get this episode out sooner than I thought. Then, oh my.
The good news is, while this is a 3-month program, mm-hmm. with a small cohort of 15 artists, mm-hmm. there are going to be additional events in November and December that will be opened up to the general public of so that they can come into that space for additional thought leadership. So there is this 3-month program, but there will also be other, you know, like one night opportunities down the line. So worry not.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Worry not. There'll be plenty of time.
And hopefully this is such an incredible success that we'll continue offering, you know, various cohorts. The goal ideally is like a quarterly thing where there's 3-month increments, and those who are a part of it will obviously be able to be ingrained in the fabric of it and join at their will, however and much they want. But the goal is to continue doing these cohorts if and when somebody desires to down the line and they were not able to for whatever reason this time around. So that is the goal.
I'm going to say when, because I have a good feeling in my heart, fingers crossed, knock on something.
Yes.
I have a good feeling, honestly, because just like you were saying, I feel like something in this realm was missing. And I feel like you guys really took this project and filled it in. So I'm super excited to see the outcome from it and everything. Yeah. And we have been chatting about scholarships. I am so interested. Honestly, I really am. It seems like a beautiful
yes,
program.
Please. Yes. Please.
Oh my goodness. So yes, I'm going to have to go ahead and close this out, but I really appreciate you ladies for jumping on with me. Thank you. Thank you so much. And feel free to plug. I want to know about anything that you two personally have coming up, anything coming up with Empowered Artists. Feel free to go ahead.
Okay, well, Empowered Artists Collective, primary consideration for our BIPOC artist scholarships and general artist scholarships. Get them in by October 5th. This might be after this. That's okay. Like Jennifer said, registration closes on the 12th. But if you go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Empowered Artists Collective, you'll be able to stay in touch with all sorts of other things coming down the pipeline as well. So join us, watch us. I'm dancing with Motivated Movers daily. So you can also go to at Motivated Movers NYC on Instagram. And please take a look. We have a ton of donation-based dance programming right now, meant to keep us all dancing through the pandemic and craziness of the times. And I hope I see you either on my virtual dance floor or within the EAC community soon.
Yes. I'm going to throw in the Empowered Artist Collective website, which is literally empoweredartistcollective.com. You can take a look at that snazzy website we were talking
about in the episode. There's a segment all about the website. You have to
exactly. You have to just check it out. If you don't like it, just don't tell us. We'll just pretend we think it's incredible. And if you're interested in, you know, acting, singing, monologues, especially BFA, MFA coaching, feel free to find me at Jennifer Apple_ on Instagram or on my website, jenniferapple.net. And there's a coach page in which you can find all those various coachings and teachings if you are in that realm and need as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining me. Like I said earlier in the podcast, feel free to follow us on at Tensile Places on Instagram, at Tensile Places Podcast, at Broadway Podcast Network, and Aaliyah_Gardner on Instagram. Thank you so much, and we will check you in the next episode. Goodbye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.